and safety of others. Apologies for that. New microphone system and I neglected to turn it on, so apologies. Finishing off, by attending this meeting, you agree to abide by the conditions that I've just read out. Announcements. I have a couple of announcements. I'd like to welcome our new CEO, Mr. Cameron Woods, to his first ordinary council meeting at the town of Bassendean. So thank you for joining us, Mr. Woods, for the long journey. I'd also like to draw your attention to the draft of our local planning scheme 11 that is now available for community feedback. Documents can be accessed via the town's website. Also, hard copies are available at the Bassendean Library. Please note there will be public information sessions. The first one will be held tomorrow at the Hawaiian Shopping Centre. That's the 27th of April from 9 till 12. The next one will be at Hawaiian on the 16th of May, 2 to 5, 2nd of June, 9 till 12. The Bassendean Library will also host a session on the 3rd of May from 5 till 7, and then the Bassendean Markets on the 28th of May, 9 till 1:30. If you would like to have additional information, please feel free to call the town and speak to one of the Planning Service Department people to gather additional information. Attendances, apologies and applications for leave of absence. Now I have one apology for, Councillor McLennan is on leave. She'll be on leave from today until the 5th of May. And councillors, I will need to have someone move to grant Councillor Wilding, seconded Councillor McQuillan. Councillor McLennan's first. So Councillor McLennan, you're seconding. Do we have anyone against? Councillor William, we were seconding that or Councillor? Okay. So do we have anyone against granting Councillor McLennan her leave? Okay, so that's passed. And you also have some leave that you'd like to announce, is that correct?
Yes, I'll be travelling to Melbourne tomorrow, back on Tuesday next week, and time for the workshop,
etc. Okay, is there anyone else?
Yes, I'll be absent on for the workshop on the 2nd of May.
Okay. Anybody else with any applications for leave? Okay, so a mover for it's Councillor Ames, seconding Councillor Palifka. Anyone against? Declare that carried. Okay. Councillors, do we have any declarations of interest on any items on the agenda? No? Okay. We'll now move to statement time by members of the public. Public statement time is limited to 2 minutes per person. And would we have one member in the gallery? Would you like to make a statement? Okay, we'll move past statement time. We'll move to questions from members of the public. If you'd like to come to the microphone, state your name and address for the minute taker.
Good evening, John Yates, 10 Thompson Road, 6S Hill. I thought you were the custodian of all the microphones.
Exactly what information
do. Thanks a lot. Don Yates, 10 Thompson Road, Success Hill. Question number one. Can the council remind me when the Town of Bassendean logo was changed from the one behind you to the one where Home by the Swan has been deleted?
I would have to ask. I'm sure that you're not aware because you're fairly new to the position. I'd have to ask one of the officers.
Point of order, can I just clarify that the Home by the Swan hasn't been lost? It's the new style guide doesn't use it on every occasion, so it is still part of the brand, but only used for specific purposes.
I guess where it has relevance to me is because I had to suffer a senior complaint when I was a councillor because Home by the Swan at one particular time was deleted in one representation that I made. So it does have a significance to it. And I guess the question is, if there isn't a, has not been a formal council motion to make Home by the Swan optional, then I think there should be such a motion at some point.
I'll take that on notice and report back, Madam Mayor.
Thank you.
Okay, just a second question, if I may. The community strategic plan, the current one we're running under, was conceived, put together and whatever, in 2020. One of the recommendations out of that particular community strategic plan was to have appropriate high density around all three railway stations as a matter of urgency. My question is, we have two activity centres around the three railway stations, Ashfield, Success Hill and Bassendean. Question is, why did this council endorse in February non-activity centre densities for Success Hill? They went retrograde back in Old Perth Road from RAC3 back to R160, mixed use, and Ashfield has got no higher density to speak of at all. Why did the council endorse that?
Mr. Yates, this is a question that you've repetitively asked in both emails and in chambers. I do believe that it has been answered sufficiently in the past, and don't interrupt, please. So the council endorsement of the densities reflected the liaison that the staff have had with the WAPC. I will allow Mr. Gibson, if you want to add anything. It's simply a reflection of the ongoing discussions that have been had with the state government.
Through Madam Mayor, that's correct. Obviously, the 2020 SCP that the gentleman refers to seeks to increase the residential population close to centres and train stations, and I've just read that verbatim from the document. It's considered that draft LPS 11 does satisfy that. For those that have viewed the plan, particularly the map, you'll note that there is considerable density uplift around the Bassendean Railway Station as well as the Success Hill Station. In terms of Ashfield, the comment is broadly correct, is that there is not a great deal proposed at this point in time, but the scheme really must be read in conjunction with the adopted local planning strategy as well, which sets out that Ashfield will have density increases in due course, but that will be some way down the road.
Just an adjunct to that, it was 2010 when higher density around Ashfield was passed with the Ashfield Precinct Plan. And I guess the question is...
Mr. Yates, you've already had two questions, and you seem to be entering into a debate with the officer's answer. I'm not actually permitting debate with the officer's answer. If you have another genuine question, I will allow that because there are no other people in the room. However, please do not debate with the officer once they've actually provided a response to your question.
It's a question to council as to why did the council in February this year approve densities around in the two major activity centres of Ashfield and Bassendean that are non-activity centre densities. There is a table that's issued by the WA Planning Commission, table 2.1 for State Planning Policy 7.3, volume 2, apartments, that has a table there, and in that it has densities for activity centres and has densities for medium density in residential areas. Now, what has been allocated to the three areas around Ashfield, Bassendean and Success Hill are densities for medium density suburbs, okay, Not densities for activity centres.
Okay, Mr. Yates, the draft local planning scheme 11 is out at the moment for community feedback and consultation. Please feel free to provide your feedback via the consultation, as can any other resident in the town. You are more than welcome to provide your feedback as as provided through the website. There are obviously various sessions where community members can meet with the planners to understand the plan better. Bottom line is that you have your opportunity now until mid-July to provide your feedback. And I think at this stage, your question has been answered previously on multiple occasions, and I would ask you to take your seat.
Well, the question, I'll just repeat it, was why did this council in February approve activity centre zonings?
Mr. Yates, would you like to take your seat? Please, thank you.
You still can answer the question.
That's fine, Mr. Yates. Now, I do note, Mr. Yates, that you have forwarded through via email various other questions, and I will ask the administration if they could provide those questions to you by email in writing, and also I believe that the answers to those questions will be provided in the minutes of the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you.
I do not believe there are any petitions, so we'll move on to 9.1, which is confirmation of the minutes, special council meeting the 7th of March. The officer recommendation that the minutes of the special council meeting held on the 7th of March 2023 be received and confirmed as a true and correct record. Mover, Councillor McWilliam, seconded Councillor Wilding. Anyone against? I'll declare that carried. The next one is 9.2, that the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on the 28th of March 2023 be received and confirmed as a true and correct record. Do I have a mover? Councillor Ames seconding. Councillor Wilding, anyone against? I'll declare that carried. There is no business deferred from the previous meeting. There are nil external reports, committee reports and updates. So, councillors, we will now move to the items en bloc. The only item I have coming out of en bloc at this moment in time is 12.4, which is the draft amended council policy, community funding. Councillors, are there any other items that you may wish to pull out of en bloc? Okay, so could I please have a mover for the remaining items that are in en bloc, which is 12.2, 12.5, 12.6 and 12.8. Can I have a mover for those, Councillor Ames, seconder, Councillor Palifka. Anyone against? I'll declare those carried. So, councillors, we will now move on to the agenda items remaining to be considered tonight. 12.3, strategic budget policy. Mr. White, would you like to speak to this item?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and through you. I don't have anything to add from last week's briefing session, but I'm happy to take questions.
Councillors, do we have any questions on this particular item? If you may, I have one or two questions. Mr. White, with the long-term financial plan, this policy, if it's passed tonight, will come into effect before we've actually approved a long-term financial plan. Could you just advise me if there's any issues with that in a timeline point of view?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and through you. No, I don't believe so. I think this policy sets council and the administration up for good financial management, both in the upcoming budget process for 23-24 and when we are going to be talking further about developing the long-term financial plan. So I don't believe it presents any problems should council decide to adopt this policy now. In actual fact, I think it might assist in those two processes that we'll be embarking, well, we're in the midst of at the moment.
Okay. The new clause that was included, 4.3, which has been a subject of discussion in the past and which I agree with, can I just ask about projects which are going to be over multiple years that may end up being problematic for one reason or another, and I can think of one straight off immediately. I would assume that such projects where they've been included for multiple years of funding would of necessity need to come back to council to cease if there's a problem with proceeding for any way, shape or form.
Yes, through you, Madam Mayor, that's absolutely correct.
Okay. Okay. Any other questions, councillors? Okay, so 12.3, that council adopts the draft strategic budget policy attached to this report, and 2, revokes the financial sustainability policy. Do I have a mover for that particular item? Councillor Ames, seconding. Councillor McWilliam, anyone against? I'll declare that carried. So we'll move on to 12.4, which is the draft amended council policy community funding. Councillors, as you're aware, I did send some emails through to Mr. Woods today regarding this policy. Mr. Woods, regarding the minor amendments I've put forward, would you like to speak to that in any way, shape or form?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. The amended motion that you put forward, I've captured what I think was the intent, and have, in my CEO's comment, have crystallised that to that. And I'll read it out. So the applications for grants or sponsorship will not be eligible if lodged by, and we're including a new point, point F, which was as part of your amended motion, but the point reads, an applicant that has or will receive support or assistance from the Town of Bassendean for the same event or activity, which if quantified would exceed $2,000 in assistance. So what that captures is an event that we may be supporting through the use of equipment, facilities, providing traffic management, for instance, or we may be waiving fees and charges for the use of council facilities, we take that into account rather than the applicant being able to have two bites or multiple bites of the same cherry. So I think the motion raised by you is a good motion, and it clearly makes it clear that you have an opportunity to a grant of 2,000, or you have support from the town in other forms, but not both.
Okay. And the additional dot point that I put in for section 6, do the administration have any issues with that particular item?
No, that makes perfect sense, and okay. It tidies up that particular policy.
Okay. So, councillors, I would like to move the officer recommendation with those amendments. I believe that those amendments were forwarded to all of you this afternoon. Do any of the councillors wish to... Yes, Councillor Ames, I was going to ask if you had questions.
All right, we're good to go. Thank you, Madam Mayor. And through, just question-wise, I'm just confirming that if we are to move your amendment, it is the point F, which is the CEO's comment in
correct.
Red,
yes.
Including section 6, which is 6.3.
Yes.
Yeah, that's no problems.
I thought the CEO's language in that was more concise and captured exactly the intent. Councillor Wilding?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a quick question regarding the CEO's rewording of the amendment. Is it a potential issue that you can read it to mean that a recurrent activity over 2 years, so the same event or activity, would then be ineligible for funding the following year?
I think it's for individual events, because if it was a recurring event, it's actually applicable to individual events. So, and it's on an annual basis as well. Because also in the policy, an applicant can't apply within 6 months of already receiving grant funding as well. So does that satisfy your inquiry? Okay. So, councillors, are there any other questions before? Okay. So I would like to move the officer's recommendation with those inclusions, which is, I'll just read it out, a new point F for section 2.1. An applicant is that, well, the point section 2.1 starts with applications for grants or sponsorship will not be eligible if lodged by, and we've added a new point F, an applicant that has or will receive support or assistance from the Town of Bassendean for the same event or activity, which if quantified would exceed $2,000 in assistance. Then the next addition was section 6, a new point 6.3, graduation ceremony, scholarship award donations to students of educational institutions located within the district are limited to one per school per annum, up to a maximum of $250, and citizenship award donations limited to one per school per annum, up to a maximum of $50. So, councillors, that's the amendments included, and I'd like to move that. Do I have a seconder? Councillor Wilding, anyone against? I'll declare that carried. Sorry, councillors. Okay, so the next one, councillors, is 12.7, which is the monthly financial report. And I think this was covered off quite well last week. Is there, no, it wasn't, that was the payment figures. So the monthly financial report, Mr. White, would you like to speak to this in any particular manner?
Through you, Madam Mayor, only to note or bring to Council's attention the proposed budget amendments, being a correction to include a budget for footpath maintenance at various locations, which was omitted from the mid-year review, an additional budget for each of the two TIB trucks that have been ordered. There was a slight overrunning in the cost compared to budget for those TIP trucks, and that both of those variations can be funded through a reallocation of funds in our design services budget within infrastructure that is no longer required. So there's no net effect on the bottom line, so to speak. And those are summarised in the table there within the recommendation.
Councillors, are there any questions on this particular item? So, councillors, do I have a mover for the officer recommendation? Councillor McWilliam, seconded Councillor Wilding. Is there anyone against? I'll declare that carried. And so I don't believe there are any motions of which previous notice has been given. Are there any announcements of notices of motion for the next meeting? Nil. There is no urgent business. So that then brings us to confidential business, and that is item 16.1. So I'll ask for a mover to go behind closed doors. Councillor Wilding, seconded Councillor Ames. Anyone against? No, we will move behind closed doors. Councillor Ames, would you like to close the door? Thank you. And sir, if you can tell me when the microphone is off. Do we have a mover to come out from behind closed doors? Councillor Wilding, seconded Councillor Carter. Anyone against? Declare that carried. Okay, so with that, councillors, I will declare this meeting closed at 6:37 p.m. Thank you very much, one and all. And now we must wait for the recording to be turned off.